You're listening to the Andre Segovia Show.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Andre Segovia Show. I'm your host, Andre Segovia. On today's episode, it's more of a laid-back episode, just giving you some insights about the program, about me, and how I engage in social media. This past month has been the most engaged I have been with you, the audience, in, well, since my Facebook days. And that's saying something, because I deleted Facebook a long time ago. And then before that, I wasn't really on it before I really started getting into with the show. But I'm not on Facebook, but I am across at least 12 social media platforms, because I'm trying to make myself as uncancelable as possible. And that's on purpose, because, well, you just never know. And while no one can ever truly be cancel proof, it does help that you don't put all your eggs in one basket. Having said that, I do engage more on certain platforms, and that's what I want to share with you all today on this episode, because I've enjoyed interacting with people, and that's kind of been the whole point. The Andre Segovia Show started off as a newsletter engaging with readers. So when I did my podcast, in a way, because it was in combination with a blog, I was engaging with commenters. But ever since then, and I moved to YouTube and all that, I do engage a lot on YouTube, but I miss the interactions with others through social media platforms as well. And what I've enjoyed this past month has been reconnecting with a lot of you, or in some cases, creating new connections. And to me, that's the whole point. You know, just keeping things professional, people chiming in, asking me questions, either publicly or in private. And some of those cases, I'm like, hey, I'm going to highlight this publicly because I think it's a good point, or maybe a similar question someone else might have. So I have been enjoying that. It's a little exhausting too, because I don't have a social media manager. I like to manage my own things, but it really has increased my overall interaction and engagement across these platforms, because I'm not just throwing stuff out there and expecting you to just digest whatever I post. I do expect some feedback for those of you that are cordial and care, but the trolls don't exist to me, because if I give them any attention, then I'm feeding the machine that is whatever they do. And believe me, there's a lot of that. And I have done on Instagram a lot of my Andres Reads Mean Comments section, and some people just can't believe the stuff that I receive, but hey, it's par for the course. You know, if you're going to do something like this and you're going to be talking about things that might be perceived as controversial, or you'll have an opinion that someone might disagree with, just be prepared to stand your ground. You know, that's just what comes with the territory. So you need a thick skin, or don't do it. Especially if you're looking to social media to be your safe space. Oh my goodness, no. It's the worst place for you to be in. But having said all that, social media, these are the platforms that I'm most active on and how I conduct myself them on. Now, there's 12 at least that I'm on, and you can find all these links at theandresegova.com/connect. You can see all of them. They're all hyperlinks. You just click on the images. And they're also groups that are certain platforms where I created the Andre Segovia Show group. In some cases, it's reserved that I just created, just to have something in place so when I become active, I can post them there. But being on 12 social media platforms and 4 groups, these are the ones that I'm going to highlight as my most active. So Instagram is my number one. That's where I engage. I read mean comments to people in public. I do giveaways. I do lives. And most importantly of all, I get behind the scenes insight as to what's going on and different updates about the show and myself. And things like that. Now, where I do give my thoughts on certain things, be it cultural, political, or just entertainment stuff, I do chime in on a lot of that. So it's not like it's just keeping it professional. That's a lot of me being me and enjoying things. But where I have the spicier takes, where, like, I guess the more politically controversial points, and then I engage with people with those points, that would be Parler and Gab. equally, I would say. I was on Parler first before I went to Gab. I used to have Twitter. I deleted Twitter. I do miss that. I had over 12,000 tweets. I had it for about a decade. Tons of interactions and connections that I had to say goodbye to just because it was a cesspool of just so much hatred. And now with a lot that's changed recently under Elon, I do have an old Twitter that I reactivated and I restored my handle, but I'm not active. I'm mirroring posts over to it, although I'm considering becoming active again. So I do chime in. I check on my notifications because I do receive notifications. And if you're on Twitter, you're welcome to follow me there as well. With everything that I'm mentioning, all my handles are the same with the exception of Twitter because it's limited to 15 characters. So Andre Segovia is my username across everything except Twitter. That one's underscore Andre Segovia. Again, all these links are available. Accompany the show notes of this episode at www.segovia.com, or you can also find these links at theandresegovia.com/connect. Okay. Having said that, I don't like politics all the time either. So one of the places where you can see something a little more on the softer side, or I just highlight things. It's what Instagram used to be, and that's Vero. Vero I joined recently, and I really like the connections there. As of right now, I have about 10 connections, but they're real connections. People that I engage with, they engage with me. And that's what I look forward to. That's why I spend time there. I can have hundreds of followers on one of these other platforms, and some of them just follow because they think I'm going to follow back, or they're bots. And I don't like that. I want engagement, and I go where the engagement is. So that's why these are the places that you can find me most active on. Now, of course, there's other places that I'm on, like True Social, Minds, Getter, LinkedIn. I do engage a lot there as well. But it's for, I guess, a different community or demographic because of professionals and things. So I keep to just mostly being pro there. But if you still choose to, you can follow me there. Now, like I said, the more laid back things is Vero. But if you want to see stuff that you're not going to find on any of these, because it's the stuff that are just not safe for those platforms. It's things that I engage with at a more personal level. It's stuff that I feel is life-changing. That's Locals, my Locals community. It's a combination of everything I just talked about, both personal insights, discussions of topics that are probably I prefer to keep there because it's a lot more, I guess, intimate in a way, because I'm not looking to cause controversy. I'm looking to establish a connection and conversations with people about certain things that affect their everyday lives. And the reception on Locals and the engagement I've had there with those that have joined has been phenomenal. I started it over the spring, and it really kicked into high gear with certain topics that I covered. So if you're interested in that, it's free to join. I'm not keeping things. Most of everything is available to just anybody that signs up, and it's free. But there are very few things that I've done that are for supporters only. But if you still choose to support me, if you like what I do, it goes a long way, and some of you have. So I appreciate that. But that's basically been my conduct across these platforms. Again, my number one is Instagram, where I give my thoughts. It's Parler and Gab, and there's LinkedIn as well, but on a more personal level, or just a more laid back level and just random observations, that'd be Vero. And for the absolute, I guess, most direct engagement with me, that's Locals. So that's what I wanted to share with you all, and that's the way you can engage with me, because the show will be going to hiatus as I'm getting ready for a book tour, and I'll be doing giveaways mostly on Instagram, but I'm going to try to make them available across other platforms as well to get more involvement in this. What that is, you have to follow me on the socials to stay up to date. And if you so choose to, by all means, you heard the commercials before, you heard me drink it. In fact, I'm going to take a sip of that coffee right now. Ranger Candy Coffee Company is the first affiliate that I've had, and I'm so happy to be a partner with them, and they named the roast after me. So you can go to rangercandycoffeecompany.com, go to Partner Roast, and you'll find the talk show roast with the Andre Segovia Show roast there, and use promo code Andre Segovia at checkout. So you can save on shipping. But there's other things that I'm also doing, and I'm going to be doing these highlights most focused on health and fitness coming at the end of the year and into January. And that's with respects to workout tools that you can use for fitness. There'll be some things, maybe Built Bar, not entirely sure yet. I shouldn't have mentioned it, but I'm going to leave it in because I do have Built Bar and I eat that daily. Celsius, come on, pay me some money. I drink Celsius daily too. So anyway, that's all I wanted to share for now. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm looking forward to staying in touch with all of you, even though the podcast is not going to be as active. However, the video podcast or the video show on the platforms such as YouTube, Rumble, Odyssey, and elsewhere, they will continue to have posts going up. That's it for this one. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a happy Thanksgiving. I'm so thankful for you, and I'll see you on the next one.